Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to the Weekly Conversation. I want to welcome all you listening from Finland. Thank you so much, my newest listeners. If you're here for the Premier League, that's like the last 10, 12 minutes. Oh, wow. And if you're from India, welcome. Thank you for supporting our president. Wow. 100 plus thousand people. You know, that's to be expected. You know, I mean, if Obama was there, he'd have had like double that, you know. But he wasn't there, but if he would have been there. Yeah, India has hats made to support Trump in their country. They have 100,000 people to greet Trump. And whether it's Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Michael Bloomberg, them combined probably get like, what, like 400 people at their rally? Yeah. It's fun when you look at these photos of these rallies of these Democrats, and wow, there's a lot of people. But when you see it from a different angle, they're like 200 people, maybe. But they try to make it look like it's huge. See, CNN can take a lot from the Magic Secrets Finally Revealed show. Because that's what they do. They pay people. Okay, you need to make these 20 people make it look like there's hundreds. Because we only got 20 people. The University of Albany officials condemn a coronavirus party. Because, you know, corona is so bad. I mean, it is at epidemic levels. I'm telling you what, you know, more people die from the flu every year. And we keep going with the coronavirus. Oh, we gotta shut down everything. Yes. Okay. Everyone's leaving China. Every factory shutting down. You can't go anywhere. Can't do anything. You know, more people die in that country, I guarantee you, because of the flu. But coronavirus, oh, it's dangerous. The Democrats blast Bernie Sanders for his Castro comments, because, you know, Fidel Castro was, oh, he was great. I mean, Fidel Castro is like my hero. You know, I want to be a 12-year-old kid in Cuba with a machine gun to my head because I try to escape and get interrogated. And yeah, that was my neighbor, who is one of like two people to survive a boat ride from Cuba. These anti-worker Trumpers supporters. We can't have them in California. We can't have Trump supporters that don't want to work. If you didn't have Trump supporters in California, no one would be working, except for these out-of-touch Hollywood liberal leaders that don't know what it's... Oh, we need to ban guns. Oh, but I'm in a gated community with security people, guards, guns. Oh, I may not want to carry a gun, but I better have 75 people around me with guns to protect me. Michael Bloomberg declares he is NRA's number one enemy. And gangs love you, Michael Bloomberg, because if you try to ban guns, guess what? Just one more thing they'll be able to deal in. I mean, I cannot tell you how much money I get for plastic straws when I send them out to California, man. I'm a plastic straw dealer, man. I got the plastic straw. They banned them in California. If California made vitamin C illegal, I'd deal in that too. But it's just plastic straws right now, so that's what I do. You know, I buy them for a dollar at the Buck Tree, and I ship them out there, man. The only cutting those straws, get it with scissors, man. Climate change activists dance to stand alive. Thank God, because if it wasn't for that, man, I think the Earth would have come to an end already. But thanks to them, you know, there was You know, the earth was going to melt down. But when they started dancing and staying alive, man, that was a disaster nearly averted there. I mean, how do you fight climate change? Simple. Dance to staying alive. That's what you do, folks. That's what you do, you know. You want to fix this country, dance to staying alive. Now, you know, just remember, folks, when I was real, real little, I remember in the 80s talking about how the ice age was going to come. And everything was going to freeze over. And now it's the world's coming to an end because global warming. But that's the problem. That's you know, everyone flip-flops. And you can't support Bernie Sanders' $60 trillion spending while saying the national debt is too high thanks to Trump. Can't do it. Thank you so much for tuning in to the program that I hope you feel a part of. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. Colossians 3:2. Think about that as going through day to day and welcome to the conversation, nighttime, whenever you're listening to this. Oh, you can comment and stuff whenever, you know, if you comment, I'll get back to you. If you please like and share, let me know you're there. You know, if you want to comment. You know, I've gotten a couple people that have tried that have liked some of my videos when I've looked them up. There's no friends. They have like no friend, nothing. So I don't know if they're, because I'm sure I get people that watch this that are like anti-Trumper or Facebook people just trying to, you know, when do we shut you down? You get used to the retards and take you down for vote for Trump. See, I actually have to work now thanks to that SOB, damn it. I was comfortable sleeping in my parents' basement, okay? ABC legal analyst Sunny Hostin on The View, you know, this Republican Party, I don't understand him. I don't know him anymore. He's an untethered dictator. Well, if you mean by an untethered dictator, you mean someone that wants you to own a gun to protect yourself? If that's what you're calling a dictator, you notice how Bernie Sanders supports Fidel Castro. These people, you know, like, I don't know, like Colin Kaepernick wearing a, you know, he's against oppression because black people are oppressed, but he has a Fidel Castro shirt on. You know, they support a brutal, evil dictator like Fidel Castro that's killed tens of thousands. You want to know how I know all this? My two doors down neighbor was one of two people to survive a boat ride from Cuba. He had a submachine gun aimed at his head. He was interrogated for 3 days when he tried to leave and escape. Cuba. He was caught. Oh, they support the brutal, evil dictator Fidel Castro, who, oh, well, he had a literary program that's called BS. It was, I don't know, like the Democrats here that want to take away your guns to protect the kids. So you want to take away guns? So I'm assuming you think that I'm an evil person because I own a gun. Okay, I'll walk around the school with a gun all day long. It ain't going to go off. Because why would it go off? Unless someone's threatening me with my life. Why would it go off? You know, they call Trump Hitler. The only difference between Fidel Castro and Hitler is Fidel Castro has been in charge for 10 times longer. Fidel Castro hasn't tried to take over the whole world. That's the only difference. But that's where we're at, folks. And just in case anyone wonders, the link I share below, like where it says I'm live at 6, because somebody asked me this one time, the Kyle's Conversation link, that's to get you to listen to Block Talk Radio, so you can hear me on Block Talk. But I do a Facebook Live. So, I mean, I do get like 1,000+ people on Block Talk, but I'm also on Facebook Live. And I'm thinking about seeing, you know, since I get about 50 views, I'm thinking about seeing if, since I already have an account and I'm trying to keep it separate from the conversation account, get another YouTube account set and see if I can YouTube Live and then share it like I do this. That way, via the conversation and here, I can, because if I get a bunch of people on YouTube and stuff, I might get more people, you know. But that, because some people wonder, ask, and they say, you know, and the PayPal link is if you want to help donate to keep this conversation going, because this is not cheap. So, but we're making progress in this world. We are, because people are waking up. We're untethered. Yeah, we're tired. See, the majority of this country is starting to wake up and realize, okay, well, it goes 4 years Republican, 8 years Democrat, 8 years Republican, 8 years Democrat. 4 years Democrat, 8 years Republican, back and forth. But nothing ever changes. People are starting to wake up and realize that the left wing and the right wing come off the same bird, and there really is no difference. You need to look at people in D.C. as politicians, not Democrats or Republicans. Okay, is he doing what's best for me and the Americans? Then he's a good person. If he's not, he's not. If he's putting America first and Americans first, he may have a D in front of his name, but I'll stand with him. I'm still waiting for that to happen. Someone goes up to me, Mitt Romney, finally a Republican standing up. I said, you mean Pierre Delato? He's not a Republican. He's a socialist Democrat. She goes, he's a Republican. I said, let me tell you something. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, John McCain, and Mitt Romney, Pierre Delato, there was no difference. We need to be going, if we're in Iowa and we need to go to California, how are we going to get there if all four of them driving the car that we're going to get in is going east? If you have four cars to get in, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John McCain, and Mitt Romney, Pierre Delato, how are you going to get to California if that's where the end goal you need to be? How are you going to get to California if they're all driving east towards New York? You're not. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are going to get you there faster to New York, out to the East Coast. But what good is it if you need to be in California? If they're going in the wrong direction, what difference does it make? But yeah, we are changed, because people are waking up and saying, okay, yeah, I'm tired of Democrats and Republicans minding their pocketbooks, and while I struggle, I'm tired of seeing them. Okay, let me see here. You're a climate change activist, but you got a $110 million home with 17 bathrooms, 13 bedrooms. You use more electricity in 2 weeks than most people use in 5 years. You got 3 private lear jets. You got 15 cars. And you're going to lecture me. You're going to go to a climate change summit in your own private lear jet. And then you're going to rent a Humvee. And you're going to lecture me on climate change. You're going to support wind turbines that use more fossil fuels than the earth has. Yeah, those wind turbines, yeah, they use crap tons of fossil fuels to run. Yeah, they're not as earth friendly they make them out to be. But who cares? I mean, those people are making billions. They don't have to worry. Yeah. Now, just look at all those politicians like Al Gore and stuff and how many millions are making off of this global warming crap. I can't believe it. Trump is an untethered dictator. Really? You'll call Trump Hitler, but you support Fidel Castro, that's a dictator that killed people. Don't worry, folks. Yeah, we're anti-worker Trump supporters. That's what we are. Because we don't want to work. No, we don't. No. I just want to have a livable dollar. I want to be able to see. I've said this before, and I want to educate people. You ever wonder why a dollar bill is sometimes called a buck? Because the equivalent of a dollar bill used to be able to buy you one buck hide or deer skin, a whole skin. It used to be able to be bought for a $1 bill, a buck. And that's why they call it a buck. You give me a dollar, I'll give you a buck. I'll give you a buck skin. Know your history. That's why it's called a buck. Now it's like $30 to get one skin, if you're lucky. A two-income household can barely provide. You need three and four incomes just to survive. And that's what this Republican Party is waking up to. Okay, we're tired of these politicians eating solid. We're having a French Revolution. People are saying, look at the lavish lifestyle these politicians have. And here I am struggling. Let me see here. Al Sharpton owes like $18 million in back taxes. But, he ain't paying them. You know, they ain't coming after him. That's the problem in this world. Yeah, we are a change party because we're waking up to realizing that hey, you know, we're at the restaurant and everyone gets $20 to eat, and we're starting to realize, hey, everyone else is getting the $25 meal and they're not pitching in any extra and they're leaving before people realize that. Oh well, wait a minute. We owe like $200 because, and then you find out later that all these people, when you give extra money towards the kitty, when you got the $10 meal and everyone else got the meal that cost more than $20. And if it was more than $20, you had to pay the difference. And they just, I'm just going to get this meal and eat it and sneak out before. And not, and then the people that got the meal that's under $20, because you were given $20 for dinner, and anything over that you paid out of your pocket, and all the people that didn't go over the $20 limit put in extra, and then they start to realize, well, that's not fair. So next time they do that, we go out to eat, and you get $10 or $15. The people that got gypped, well, screw this, I'm gonna eat like a king. I'm going to give me that $25 meal. I don't care. Give me that $30 meal. And then I'm going to sneak. And that's what's going on. People are seeing all these politicians live the lavish life. Like, no. If we're doing without, you're going to do without. You work for us. And that's what's going on here. The change party. Yeah, we are a change party. We're woken up. You know, this coronavirus. It's so dangerous. It's so deadly. Yeah, when it surpasses the amount of people that die from the flu, let me know. Oh, but China shut down. Well, guess what? There's no protest. Well, they've shut everything down. And the stock market's going down, not from the coronavirus. It's because all these companies are looking at it, and I have to believe this. If all these factories are shutting down, is there going to be stuff to be manufactured? Are we going to have enough surplus for toys? Maybe we can get our coal miners to pull out coal and give them, you know, they always joke about. I remember one time in school, they said, yeah, you better be good or you're going to get a lump of coal in your stocking. And I raised my hand, and the teacher goes, yeah, I said, so supposedly if I'm bad, I'm going to get a lump of coal? What's wrong with that? My mom and dad's families heated their house for that. They would have taken that in a heartbeat. They used to steal coal to try to heat their house because they couldn't afford. That's, you know, yeah, you're going to get a lump of coal in your stocking. That would have been a very precious commodity back in the day. You don't know your history, that many people, it's like 60% of our energy in this country. But they have this University of Albany officials condemn a coronavirus party. And so, how dare you inconsiderate people? China is at an epidemic with this coronavirus. Even though I guarantee you more people have died from the flu in that country than this coronavirus, but whatever. We're going to quarantine people again and again who have been cured because we have to, because we're going to make it look even worse than it is. Because we got to keep everything shut down. We gotta make sure that, see, we gotta do whatever it takes to ensure that America fails so that Trump can look bad. Because we don't want America to be successful. Stupid climate change retards. we're gonna save the earth from climate change by dancing to Stayin' Alive, because it's gonna solve every problem. See, the politicians are sort of like how I get, if I'm lucky, like $700 or $800 in a refund, while Mrs. Food Stamps gets back $10,000. You know, people are waking up that something ain't right here. It's like when I was with a girl at one time. Oh, well, you would qualify for medical care if you were married and she was pregnant. And I'm like, okay. Well, three guys that I work with that are, they had babies paid for. They're illegal. And I know how they're illegal because there are people coming for them. I'm so-and-so. Now he's my dishwasher. I'm him. He's in my name, social security, everything. They had to be let go because they were illegal. But, hey, they got babies paid for and everything else. But that's this world that we're in. The coronavirus, it's so bad. Yeah. You know, I didn't grow up partying like a wild animal to be scared off by some virus named after a beer. It's so bad. It's so dangerous. Yeah. You know, but you're not educated. It's like they're not going to push the fact that 100,000 people plus saw Trump in India. They're not going to push the fact. They're going to question, why in the world would anyone in Britain support the Brexit Party and not the Labour Party? Oh, there must have been collusion in that country too, because it doesn't make sense. Wow, because you're losing your grip. You're losing your power. People are starting to wake up and realize, hey, I'm tired of being enslaved by the government and by taxes and by this and that. See, that's what the government wants. Just a teeny... It's just a background check. Just a stricter background. Just a little stricter. And then we had this stricter background check, and this guy was shot and killed. We need to increase the laws, because that little background, even though the guy that had the gun got the gun way before this background check, this new one. Oh, but we need to strengthen the law because it wasn't strong enough. There was a guy killed, or the guy was in illegal or the guy was a criminal, so he shouldn't have a gun in the first place. Oh, well, how did he get a gun? The background checks need to be even stronger. And then when the background check, okay, now we need to ban the magazine because the background check ain't good enough. Now we need to do this, and before you know it, we just need to, and then as it gets worse and worse and worse, which is going to happen, like in Chicago and Detroit, guess what? Oh, we need a total ban. Yeah, we have total ban on prescription drugs, you know, cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, PCP, and guess what? It's at epidemic levels. Like, just legalize it all. How can you support legalizing it all? Well, methamphetamine's at epidemic levels. Heroin's at epidemic levels. You obviously, how did it get at an epidemic level if it's banned? If it's banned, it should have plummeted. A ban on a substance should showcase the plummeting. I guarantee you, if you made tobacco illegal, usage rates would skyrocket because I need to try this stuff. It's illegal. I guarantee it'd go through the roof. But that's the thing. You know, Bernie Sanders is the NRA's buddy. I'm its enemy. I'm Mike Bloomberg. And I approve of this message. Yeah, Bernie Sanders wants guns banned. They make these people, they don't make sense. I really think during this campaign time, Trump needs to flip-flop his information so much to where I just want to hear these Democrats change their opinions every 5 seconds. Okay, folks, this is Donald Trump here. Yeah, the wall is a bad idea. We're not going to do it now. And just, I just want to see the Democrats, we got to support the wall now because Trump's against it. What do? Trump supports oxygen. We got to fix something. We got to hurry up and fix it because should I breathe? Trump supports oxygen. Should I be breathing? That's a question Democrats need to ask themselves. Trump obviously supports oxygen, so should you breathe in? Because you can't support anything Trump does. Yeah. Oh, it's just one of those things. Like Donald Trump said, he goes, man, I should have been against the wall 100% because the Democrats wanted it, and then we'd already have it. You know, we need to ban guns to protect our kids, but then go right ahead, folks. With this law, you're basically going to be able to take a baby out of, once it's born, show it to the mom, let her hold it, and then, okay, then we're going to tie a paper bag around its head and suffocate it to death. Now, that's legal, you know. We're going to kill a baby hours after it's born. That's okay, but we need to ban guns to protect our kids. I'm trying to understand that. You want to take away a law-abiding citizen's gun so that you can protect kids from school shootings. And kids that are in a gun-free zone, which a gun can't get in there because it's a gun-free zone. It's illegal. You can't have a gun in a gun-free zone. You know, you want to ban a gun for that reason, but you're okay because we got to protect the poor children. But I guess 2-hour-old babies, you just want to sit there and suffocate to death and kill them? Show me how... What I think you should do, show me how a normal citizen, not some psycho, show me, if you're for abortion, I think you should perform it yourself. You should have labor, you should hold the baby, and then okay, now there you go, you perform your own abortion, you kill the baby however you want to. You show me how the average sane woman could kill their own baby after it's born. I don't know how. But then again, you have a candidate that supports a Cuban dictator. I mean, the Democratic Party is kind of like, no, we don't. You know, the DNC is saying Bernie Sanders needs to apologize for praising Castro. Well, they're right. How can he praise Castro but call Trump Hitler? It's like saying, okay, yeah, you like Hitler is bad, but Mao is good. Mao Zedong Chong is good, or, you know, these evil, brutal Russian dictators. And Fidel, how can Fidel Castro be good and Hitler be bad? I don't know. How can Kim Jong-un be bad or Kim Il-sung be bad and Fidel Castro be good? I love this. I don't know if you heard this. Ignoring leftist outrage, the village people say Trump is welcome to play their music at his rallies. Village people, gotta love those people. Got about 27 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Don't forget to like and share. If you're watching the video, please like. Let me know who you are, where you are, what's going on, how you doing. If you comment, I can always respond whenever, whether it's today, tomorrow, whenever. But the village people. I love the village people, though, man. They're great, and they're allowing Trump. Hey, you can use our music. We love it. It's awesome. And the leftists are losing their mind. I can't believe that. You know, Peter Buttigieg is busted for parroting a famous Barack Obama speech. Then why haven't they gone after Trump for basically reciting word for word Bill Clinton speeches, things Barack Obama has said, Hillary Clinton has said? There's virtually nothing that's come out of Donald J. Trump's mouth that's not exactly word for word something that a Democrat politician has said. And they were praised for it, but that's how this circus goes, you know. I love it. I love it, I love it, I love it. Neighborhood where alleged invader was killed. We defend our family at all costs. The neighborhood, I guess, hey, they stand up, you know. Like, you come in here, if we don't know yet, and you're kind of doing some shady stuff in the house that's not yours and trying to break in, you might be coming home alive. But you're going home in a bag. Yeah, we reserve our right to protect ourselves. You know, and I say this to people all the time. We've done active shooter drills. I've done so many of them, I lost count. And it's sad you have to have those, but like, until it actually happens, I don't know what I'm going to do. I couldn't tell you. If I'm in the room where he is, I'm going to try to duck and cover and hide. But if he's nowhere near me, I'm going to try to get as far away from where I think he might be. But, you know, we have the right to protect and carry. So if there's an active shooter, yeah, I would love to, that's one question I ask somebody. Well, we need to ban guns to protect our children. Okay, so if you ban guns and a guy gets a gun illegally through the black market, how are you going to stop him if guns are banned and no one can have a gun? Well, Coswell, wait a minute. Guns are banned. Where did you say cops can have guns? So a cop can have a gun because they're not bad at all. But yeah. Cops can have all the guns they want to have because that's what they do. But ban you have, they make no sense. Their arguments make no sense. We need to protect the children. we're going to kill them 2 hours after birth, but we need to protect the children and ban guns and ban this. And, you know, I'm NRA's number one enemy. I'm Mike Bloomberg. But Bernie Sanders, oh, he's their buddy. Yeah, I've never heard Bernie Sanders talk any pro-gun. Well, he's pro-gun with him. I mean, even Bon Jovi has come out. I guess he's going to have a new album about, like, anti-gun. It's like a political thing where it's like anti-gun and stuff. It's ridiculous. You know, it's going to tackle gun control and politics on Bon Jovi's latest album. Yeah. Just what I want to hear when I listen to music. Someone that lives in a gated community, protected by police with guns, going to talk to me about that has more money than God knows what to do with, and he's going to lecture me on politics and gun control. It's like these Hollywood elitists that are going to tell me, oh, well, you wouldn't know. You have, some of those people have 20, 30 million coming in every year in royalties. They don't do jack squat, and you're going to lecture me on, oh, Trump is bad for the economy. I'd be probably homeless if Hillary Clinton was around. I am so far better off thanks to Trump. Do we got a long ways to go? Sure we do. But let me tell you, going in the right direction is a heck of a lot better than going backwards. And that's the thing people don't realize. They don't realize that. Yeah, since Donald Trump came into office, we've finally gotten the tax. We've gotten some of the money back that the government stole from us. See, that's the thing, you know. When you look at these people that try to tear down America, like George Soros. Rules for radicals. Gotta love that. That's great. I mean, we gotta love that. We gotta love people like that. Saul Alinsky, we love you, buddy. He's, you know, well, we're going to get socialism in this country, but we can't call it socialism because people won't go for it. We got to change name, call it liberalism. That's what I think people are starting to wake up and realize. When I've gone to people before and I'm like, yeah, I wish they'd get rid of the National Bank of America. We don't have a national bank. Yeah, we do. No, we don't. Yeah, we do. It's called the Federal Reserve, dumbass. Yeah, just like socialism. They're going to try to shove it down our throats, but they can't call it socialism because no one's going to vote for it. They got to call it liberalism. You know, that's the one thing I do agree with Joy Behar on. She's doing what they're trying to do, but she's honest about it. You know, you need to, don't say you're going to take away their Second Amendment right. Get elected, then take away their Second Amendment right, you know. Lie to get in, and once you're in, then do the real socialist agenda. Take away all their freedoms. Promise everything, and then when you get in, take it all away. You may not like Trump, but everything he said he was going to do, he's done or is working on doing. How has he not kept his promises? Even if you don't agree with what he's, I'll give you a list of everything Donald Trump said he was going to do or is working on doing. And he said he was going to do this and this and this and this and this. He's fixing the VA. He's bringing jobs back. He's lowering taxes. He's creating the wall. You may not agree with it, but prove me wrong that he's not doing all this stuff. You can't. Well, economy's not, that's because, you know, economy's doing great because of what Obama did. Yeah. Now, Trump is actually doing what he said he would do. Bernie Sanders is lying to you. He's going to say he's going to give you all this stuff, but there ain't going to be nothing there. That's what it is. And people are starting to wake up. Okay, you can say what you want, but Trump, I don't really agree 100% with Trump, but hey, I'm a Democrat, but he's doing what he said he would do. Whether you like him or not, at least he's doing what he said he would do. But Joy Behar, that's the only thing I can agree with her on. And I'm not really, because what did Saul Alinsky say? Well, how do we get socialism in this country? Call it liberalism. Joy Behar's at least being honest. Well, just lie to the people. And then once you get elected, then take away their guns, take away their Second Amendment right, take away their freedom, take away their religion, take away everything, take it all from them. But lie to them to get in. And then once you're in, then take all that stuff away. That's what's going on. At least she's honest. I gotta give her that credit. I don't like her at all, but at least she's honest. Lie to the people. Then once you get elected, then take away their everything that they support. I think it's still here. Yeah. This is the change left from Obama. That's all I have left from when Obama was elected. When she got out, when the whole time I was in office, he was in office 8 years. That's all I have left is that change. It's all the change I have. Thanks, Obama, for at least allowing me a penny. Not really worth much because it's copper coated. Hey, he said I was going to get hope and change, and I was hoping for more change than that, but hey, you know. But the Democratic Party is a bye-bye. I mean, High Times is officially FINRA approved and going public. The Financial Industry Regulatory Authority approved. See, we're going in the right direction. People are starting to wake up that, hey, cannabis is not this evil product that it once was. No, it's not. It's just nice to see people waking up and realizing, hey, it actually has benefits. It actually can do something. I mean, I've heard a lot of people talk about, I don't know, that it's not going to, like the Trump administration has no real valor to do anything to fix it. You know, like to change it. But maybe cannabis supporters need to be dancing to Staying Alive, man. And just maybe we'll change people's opinions. Now they'll probably think we're lunacy. Oh my God. I thought when the Bee Gees died, I thought disco was done. Oh, Lord. Oh, it's back. So we can't legalize cannabis now if it's going to bring back bell bottoms and plaid pants and shirts and the Bay City Rollers. Oh no, we're going to have to ban it. Oh, we can't bring that back. Oh, Lord, no. Oh, yeah. But people are waking up and saying, hey, this is actually a decent product. It actually can help. Hempcrete's actually a real thing. And there are people that are trying to, well, I can't believe they legalized hemp, so we're gonna regulate it. We're gonna make it so strict to where it's almost impossible to grow it because it can't be good. You know, 50 million tons of it, you might get a buzz. Yeah, it just makes me sick when they have 400 pounds because it's 0.03% THC. It's too high, even though, like, you extract all that cannabis and there's, like, 1%. There's, like, a tenth of a percent THC. And that's all negated by all the CBD in it. It's one of the things. But because they gotta try to demonize it, even though there's nothing wrong with it. I want to move on to the Premier League, and it's going to be interesting because what's going on today in the Premier League? I tell you what, man. Because when you look at it with the Premier League and what's going on, I kind of look at it like this. Like this, and that's how I see it. You know, there's talk from, I don't know. Let me see here. Oh, yeah. The UEFA Champions League, and Chelsea got blown away 3-0 by Bayern Munich. Oh, what a game. They got their butts handed to them. Not that I expected them. I expected them to lose, but at least keep it, like, at least score. Yeah. But, I mean, I think moving forward, because, like, you talk about Edward Ward, and he's, I'm going to pack all in, da-da-da, and all this stuff, and, you know, it scares me because you get rid of Bruno Fernandes, you take him out of the picture, he gets injured, we're done. Hey, we're done because we're back to square one. You know, we got to have a plan. So, okay, this is the style of football we play. This is the setup we do. Not four at the back. You know, Bruno Fernandes is great, but he needs to take that momentum and we need to carry it. So, like, okay, This is how we need to step up, and this is how we need to play, and this is what we need to do. And if I'm not in the game, we need to keep that momentum going. We need to keep that style of play going. We need to keep that enthusiasm going. Because what if he gets an ankle injury? What if what if something happens and he's not in the squad? We have to win 8 of the next 11 games to avoid having the worst season in like 27 years or 26 years. I mean, there's a lot of people that are like, hey, I'm not all in or out, but they're just like, look at the facts. David Moyes would have been sacked already. Van Gaal would have been sacked already. Jose Mourinho would have been sacked already. Just based on fact. Let's say, let's call the manager right now, let's call him Joe Bob. If he was not a legend of the club and well-liked by the club, would Ollie still be at the wheel? A lot of people say no. I have to agree. If he was not a legend, if he was just a regular manager, if it was Unai Emery, if Unai Emery was in charge of the club right now and we were having the run we're having, he'd have been sacked already. I truly believe that. He's there because he's Ollie. And give him a I say by May, you got to look at, because top four, I believe because of Man City, barring they don't win the appeal, we will get top four. Top four is very, very doable. But to me, I want to see improved turnaround. You know, I want to see the club turning around. And okay, well, I don't want to have like, well, yeah, we got top four, we're back in Champions League, but, man, we were horrible. I mean, in any other year, we'd have been like 10th place. How as bad as we were bleeping horrible. But, hey, we're in the top four somehow. you know. Yeah, if we play like this in the Champions League, we won't even get out of the group stage. But I want to see improvement. And I do see that. We need to keep the momentum going. You know, that's you know, I'm not ollie out. I just have this feeling that we're going to laugh at this in 5 years and go, look at what he's done. Because he's trying to get rid of the players that are like the deadwood and try to bring in some awesome players. So, I mean, I have a fear that the season is going to be like, yeah, we're top four, but we were horrible. I mean, like any other given year, fourth or fifth would have been like 10th or lower in the Premier League, just based on points.
Well, they end up back in the Champions League.
Oh, they will if they get fourth place or better, because Man City is basically going to clinch second place, but because of the ban, they're not in it. So, but like, I mean,
I want to see that cartoon.
And the thing people don't realize is we're going off of points. So, like, okay, look, let's say at the end of the season we have 50 points. Well, okay, well, 50 points on these 20 years would have gotten you 13th place or worse. Where this year, hey, we're fourth, and that's a lot of people don't realize. That's what we're doing. We're not saying, okay, well, yeah, congratulations, yeah, we're fourth, but how? Because the last 20 years, that number of points wouldn't even have gotten you in the top 10. So, you know, but I'm excited. I just, they need to, okay, here's Bruno Fernandes and the team. This is what he's doing. Okay, you need to, okay, what if he ankle injuries or something and he's out? You need to take his momentum, his positivity, what he's bringing to the club and bring it in. Got about just under 4 minutes or just over 4 minutes left in the program. But thank you so much for tuning in, and to all those in Finland and all those around the world.
And all those on Facebook, please like and share.
I mean, what, you don't have the 2 seconds? You don't have the Yeah, good or bad. But thank you so much. I'm going to look into, I might try to do a Facebook, I might try to do a YouTube Live, see if I can share it to my page. Like random, just to see if I can get it. And probably delete the video, but just to see if I can, because I might try to do that. See if I can get people that way too, that way. You know, that way, if there's someone that's not my friend on Facebook, I can still share it to the Facebook and the conversation, but I can get people from YouTube. So, we'll see. You know, I work so much, and I have more things to do than I have energy to do it. But I do have the PayPal link, so if you want to donate money, you know, you can PM me and say, hey, I donated, da-da-da, whatever. That way I can, you get shout-outs, whatever, because this is not cheap, what I do. You know, wake up, America, wake up, wake up. I love it, because I really do think that we're going to start turning a corner with Bruno Fernandes. And I think people are starting to, I hope, get to Ed Woodward, get to the board and say, hey, yeah, Bruno Fernandes, okay, you got one in that's really good. You got Wan-Bissaka, he's really good. Okay, we need to keep it going. You know, we need to, okay, what if he's injured? Who's replacing him, okay? Yeah, Bruno Fernandes replaced Lukaku from last year, okay. If you get rid of Paul Pogba, who's going to replace him? Who's going to replace him? You know, and that's what you got to, you know. hey, you get rid of one player, you need to get someone in, you need to have him, okay, he's, you should have who, okay, if Pogba's going to leave, who's, someone should be there preparing to replace him, so that when he does go, hey, he's ready to go, instead of, well, okay, yeah, the last day of the transfer window, we get a signing, and he doesn't have time to, okay, tired of it. I just hope and I want to see improvement in the club, because I have a feeling that we're going to get top four, but it's going to be like, that was bad. Where basically it's like, okay, yeah, we're in the Champions League and we got fourth. We're going to keep Ollie, but it's still that win one, lose one, win one, lose one, lose two, win two, lose one, win one. Instead of not having consistency, and it's like, okay, well, yeah, we got fourth place, but we haven't done anything to improve. And it's not like, okay, yeah, now we're, we got under a minute. Got about 60 seconds left. Thank you so much for tuning in. I just want to see some improvement. It's sort of like, okay, well, in any other given season, we'd have been 12th place, but hey, we're four somehow. I mean, not that we're going to complain, but it's just like, okay, it's just like, well, we're gonna go into Champions League and luckily get out of the, yeah, but okay, so yeah, we want to get out of the group stage. We might as well just stay in the Europa League, because that's the quality of team that the Premier League team would be, United or not. Remember, folks, with a firm alliance in the perspective of divine providence, we mutually put together our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Good night, all. God bless, and goodbye.